And welcome back on Regional Radio. We're joined by another member of the Regional Radio Dream Team, a Lesterville Bearcat. Jaden Fitzgerald joining us now, one of 10 volleyball Dream Teamers this year in the fall of 2018. We're catching Jaden just after one of her basketball games here in Caledonia. And, you know, Jaden, in this volleyball season, you were telling me a little bit earlier, kind of a slow start to the season, but you finished it as Lesterville always does, almost every single year with a district title. How did it feel in your senior year to really be one of the key contributors to that group?
It was just really great. Like, we started off after losing 5 really good seniors last year, a lot of doubt, and so we wanted to pull through, and we were going to do anything to make that happen.
And this year, you know, last season you went another run after a district title. You got all the way to the quarterfinal round. A big senior class from Lesterville's volleyball team last year, and you were kind of, you know, right there with them as a junior, contributing the way you did. But this year, did you feel more of a leadership role going forward as your senior season came to a head?
Yes, definitely. Coach really pushed me to be that person to step up and take the team to the next level.
What's been your favorite part about playing for Lesterville over the years? You said you moved here in 8th grade. What's been your favorite part about playing volleyball for this team?
Just the girls. We always feel like family. We can tell each other anything. We're just really close.
Yeah.
How'd you feel when you found out you made the Dream Team? Obviously, a really high honor. The area coaches, the ones that see you and play against you, they vote on it, and they said that you stuck out to them. How does it feel to get that kind of recognition?
I was super excited. Coach came up to me, and she couldn't believe it. It was amazing.
What really has been the key of support that you've gotten in your years playing volleyball? Who's really supported you on that path?
Definitely my family, mostly my mom. She's always there, always pushing me.
You're not only playing volleyball, you're playing basketball too. A really nice night today, 22 points for you, even though it was in a losing effort, but still one of the key players on the basketball team. What's really been the best part about playing just in athletics in general, trying to do whatever you can?
Still, I think it's just the family part of it. Like, I just love being with all the girls out here. It's great.
What did you see this year as far as, the growth that you made on the volleyball court, to up your game a little bit more in your senior year?
Mainly communication, lots of communication. Working with my setter because this is her first year of setting varsity. So lots of work there and just trying to be vocal.
Do you have any favorite memories of your playing career at Lesterville?
Coach doing a round off this summer at a tournament to make us play better.
Wait, what did she do?
She did a round off.
Okay, I am confused. What is that?
Like a cartwheel type thing. I'm not a gymnast, so.
So you can't demonstrate
no,
unfortunately.
No.
So she, in a tournament, she tried to motivate your team by doing that.
Yes, she bribed us with a round off.
Did you win the tournament?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, gosh. But you still played better after that, of course.
Definitely after that.
It was a good coaching move.
It was.
Absolutely. And playing over Lesterville for the last 4 years and with those memories, what will you remember most from just high school in general?
Just the friends, again, being very close because, we're not going to see each other much when we go off to college. And so just the family.
Part of being on the Dream Team is not only what you do on the court, but also what you do off the court, and you're top in your class academically. What's been the key to really, keeping that going forward?
My mom pushing me for good grades always, just wanting to be the best I can.
Do you participate in anything else other than volleyball?
I have Beta Club and Team Spirit and other clubs at school.
What's really one of the favorite things about those kind of clubs?
Beta, we always go on this big trip, and so it's just a time where we can all get together and just hang out and meet other people.
Very cool. Do you have plans after high school?
I'm looking at colleges, haven't picked yet. I'm going to major in early childhood education and see what happens.
What brought you to that?
I just love kids. I'm cadetting kindergarten right now, and I love it, so I think it's a good idea.
That's really cool. Is there anybody that you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
Definitely my parents. My mom is my biggest supporter. She's been there for me since 2nd grade when I started playing, and I just don't know what I'd do without my family.
Well, congratulations again, Jaden, and thanks for taking the time, and congratulations again on making the Dream Team.
Thank you.
That's Jaden Fitzgerald of the Lesterville Bearcats, one of 10 volleyball Dream Teamers this year in the fall of 2018, joining us today on Regional Radio.